All right, hey, thank you for joining me. Let's pray. I want to pray for your intentions and your needs today. Today is a special day, I think, to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. It's the Feast of St. Faustina. And I'll tell you what, I'm praying right now with a first-class relic of her right next to the microphone here, and we will call upon her intercession in a very special way. Faustina once said, she says, "I feel certain that my mission will not come to an end upon my death, but will only begin." She went on to say, "O doubting souls, I will draw aside for you the veils of heaven to convince you of God's goodness, that you will no longer continue to wound with your distrust the sweetest heart of Jesus. God is love and mercy." And I love that. In a couple places in the diary, St. Faustina had promised us that her mission would continue after her death, that she would not forget us. If you go to diary entry 281 or 1582, you can read it. Our Lord also granted her the great privilege, and you can go to diary entry 31, of telling her to distribute graces, right? So let's call upon her intercession today. On this, the great feast day, the day she entered into paradise. And let's tap into that great promise that she called all of us to, that promise of trust, that the more a soul trusts, the more it will receive. And I know that the Lord is always faithful to his promises. You know, Jesus, the divine truth and mercy itself, is the one whom we have to totally rely on. You've got to trust in God. You know, St. Therese, the little flower, she took delight in having learned about a saying of Archimedes, the ancient Greek mathematician, which she applied to the spiritual life and trusting in merciful love. Archimedes, he once said that, "Give me a lever long enough," right? I know I'm sure many of you are familiar with this statement, right? "Give me a lever long enough and a place to stand, and I will move the earth," right? That place on which to stand, that will never slip, never move, that immovable fulcrum, if you will, that can always be totally relied on, is divine mercy. It's divine mercy. Jesus, our saving truth, established forever in God. And that's what we're going to do now. We're going to pray for that miracle in your life. You know, the adequate lever. What is the lever that will move the world? What is the lever that will move the heart of God? Jesus said to Faustina, "I am making myself dependent upon your trust." It's trust. Now, I talk about this all the time. The Lord said this in diary entry 548. He says, "If your trust is great, then my generosity will be without limit." I just love that. If your trust is great, then my generosity will be without limit. I mean, think about that. You know, in her diary, the word trust, in words derived from it, I once heard the vice postulator for the cause of her canonization, Father Seraphim Mykolenko. He once told me there are 260 times. For instance, in her diary entry on Good Friday in 1937, she relates that at the 3 o'clock hour, she prayed for the whole world. And during that prayer, Jesus commanded her to begin this novena for the conversion of the world. And he said that every soul who will praise my goodness, I desire trust from my creatures. He says, trust. Encourage souls to place great trust in my fathomless mercy. You know, and I'm standing by her promise. She said to you and she said to me that her mission will not come to an end upon her death, but it will begin. She promised she would draw aside the veils of heaven to convince you of God's goodness, so that you will no longer continue to wound with your distrust the sweetest heart of Jesus, which is love and mercy. Let's use that fulcrum now. Let's use that fulcrum of trust, and let's really ask God for his mercy. Let's ask for those miracles that we need in our life and that he will grant to us if our trust is great. I'm joined right now by my colleague, Preston. He hails from our accounting department. And Preston, it's always good to pray with you. Good afternoon. And what a feast day this is. It's great to have you with me on the Feast of St. Faustina.
It's a very special day. I'm blessed to pray with you today.
Anything you want to pray for or petition?
My friend and coworker, Tim, His firstborn son was born today, so I just want to pray for his new baby, his wife, him, and just that everything continues to go well for him.
Congratulations, Tim. We'll pray for your family, Preston. I want to pray for Mayan and for all the special intentions that I have. I want to pray for Kevin Turley. He's a contributor to this radio program. He listens to us and prays with us over in London. Sent me a happy feast day message this morning. So, Kevin, we're praying for you and for your intentions today, too. I want to pray for Chris in California. His wife is battling brain cancer. Her name's Jennifer. And right now was diagnosed with only a couple months to live. And it's a very aggressive type of cancer. She's in the middle of her chemo and radiation treatments. They have a 15-year-old twins they had pulled out of school. And they're asking for us to pray and lift up some real prayer power for them. Another person said to me, look, a friend of mine told me to listen to your show. I listened to it for the first time, found it inspiring and comforting. Drew, we're going through a horrific time in our lives right now. And my adult son needs a miracle. We've been praying nonstop for one. I pray all day, and my husband and I recite the litany of prayers every night. And we have masses and visited shrines and lit candles. And, you know, we are praying for all these intentions, but we still are facing this horrible situation. We're feeling hopeless and desperate. We know all things are possible with God, but we just feel he's silent right now. We're trying to fight this. And we know that God can do more in a second than we can do for ourselves in a lifetime. We're just begging for everyone to please pray for us. So let's pray for the miracle for this person. And I'm glad today we're lifting this up, especially on the great feast of St. Faustina. When I was going through a really difficult time and I was praying and praying and praying and I saw no fruit from my prayer, a friend of mine in this very dark moment said to me, he says, Drew, it's at moments like that that God hears you the loudest. You know, it's that old footsteps on the in the sand, you know, where a person's walking in all these difficult times in life. They wonder where God was and they see one set of footsteps. And you know how the story ends. When they looked back, you know, in that life review, they saw that it was at those times when they saw one footsteps that Christ was with them. He was the one carrying them during that time. So let's put our trust in the arms of God right now. Let's persist. Let's know that life is not easy, that this journey is a difficult one. But God's with us. He hears our prayers. And getting no answer is not a no. It's not a denial. It may just be a delay. It may be not now, just a little bit longer. So let's pray for that miracle that looms for all of us, because God brings good out of all of our situations. We begin right now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls. And the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. And I want to pray for a woman who came up to me today. I was in line for confession before Mass. And she says, are you Drew Mariani? I said, yes, I am. She says, will you pray for my grandson, Benjamin? He can't go to school. He has a number of medical issues. So I want to lift her up. This grandmother really praying hard for healing for Benjamin. So we'll lift him up. And we'll take our first call today from Marie, praying with us in Northern California. Hi, Marie.
Hello. I am very thankful to be able to voice my prayers to Immaculate Heart Radio, and I'm praying for my son ultrasound results, because he has some changes before, and I'm praying very hard that will be nice and healthy and everything goes well, and a very special day. Thank you so much for the prayers. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and you are being joined right now by people around the country and around the world who are going to pray for your son. And let's pray for those test results. Let's believe big, and let's trust the Lord. Lord, I pray for good results. I pray for miracles. For anyone who's waiting test results or biopsies or scans or whatever it may be, that the results come back with such good news that it will astound the doctors. And maybe when we're done the chapel, I'll share a few of those miracles that are being reported. But I give you these intentions now, Lord. We ask for miracles as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Tom is praying in Neenah, Wisconsin. Tom, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Yes, today we've got a pretty heavy heart. I'd like to pray, my wife and I, like to pray for our daughter and their husband. Their names are Emily and John, and they had a premature baby today. And unfortunately, the baby's on a ventilator. And so we're asking everyone to please pray as much as they can. Thank you.
All right, you got it. I'm sorry to hear that. Let's lift up your daughter and your son-in-law and this situation. Lord, nothing's impossible with you. And I give you this baby. I give you this couple. I give you Tom, this grandfather. And I just ask for mercy. Lord, we submit ourselves always to your holy will. We know you bring good out of every situation. But I also ask just today on this great feast of St. Faustina, for many miracles to take place. St. Faustina, intercede for us. We give to you this child to bring to our divine Lord, our merciful Savior. And I just pray for all those united with me in prayer right now that today heaven hears your intercession and your requests in a powerful way. So we come before the Lord and we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call today comes from Lisa. She's listening to us in Lake Elmo, Minnesota. Hi, Lisa. Good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Drew. This is Lisa. Yes, I am so grateful I was able to get in to your show today. I'm asking for prayers for my aunt, Arlene Pittman, who lives in Springfield, Missouri. She was recently diagnosed with a very aggressive brain cancer called glioblastoma. Mm-hmm. And at 4 o'clock today, she's going to be going under she's going to be going through surgery, and I'm just calling to ask for everyone's prayers. She was told that she only has 9 to 12 months more to live. If she, by having the surgery, she'll have that ability. But I'm just asking for the power of prayer, for miracles, Amen. You know, as I know that they do happen, or just to give her comfort in knowing that we love her and we are there for her in prayer through this very trying time in her life.
Well, Lisa, we're going to pray right now for her. Did you write to me with this intention? I received an intention. Somebody had just written for the glioblastoma.
Someone could have written the intention too, because I know I've been reaching out to a number of friends and family. So
I love it. You're garnering the forces. Let's pray right now, okay? We'll pray for your aunt, especially for surgery. Lord, I pray that you, the divine physician, will be the hands of these surgeons. We pray for complete and total success in the surgery, a prompt recovery, and for an extension of life for Lisa's aunt. Let her see the fruit of her prayer. And Lord, I stand on the promise you gave to Faustina. You love souls who have confidence in you. You know, you promised you would do everything for us. So I turn to you now with great confidence today on this wonderful feast of St. Faustina. And I just ask for miracles. And I thank you for the gift of medicine and technology and our intellect and for all these means of bringing about recovery and health. I also ask for your divine touch as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Destiny is praying with us in Minnesota. Hi, Destiny. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you. I just wanted to extend a prayer over my sister. This is actually the end of a novena that my mom and I have been working on for her in St. Faustina's, under St. Faustina. She left to go to the Navy this past summer, and so she's on her own for the first time.
Wow.
And we just want her to pray for over her that she takes refuge in the Lord, and she, refuses the temptations of the world and the lies of the world that, you know, plague so many young people her age. And that's my prayer for her. And I also have a brother who's in the military. He left last year, and I'd like to extend that same prayer over him as well.
Let's lift him up. I'll pray for protection, especially for her as well. And believe me, I know you're feeling it. My daughter went into the Marines, and you worry about the threats that face them from so many different areas. And Lord, I pray for Destiny, for her sister's well-being, for her protection. I pray for all those who serve in our military, all of our first responders, for all of law enforcement, all in the medical community, Lord. And I just ask for protection. I pray for moral leadership and governance. And I just ask that you hear these prayers. Lord, I bring to you everyone who's on hold with me right now, so many people crying out to you with their needs. And St. Faustina, again, you promised that you would pull back the veil of heaven, that your mission after your death would continue. So today, on this great day of your entry into paradise, we turn to you, asking you to intercede, to go before the throne of God and pray with us as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll take our next call. This comes from Maria, praying in Sacramento, California.
Hello?
Hi, Maria. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Thank you for what you're doing. I have a very difficult, very complicated situation with my 47-year-old daughter. They went into a coma, and now she has bipolar disease and schizophrenia, and I'm her caregiver. And after 4 years, we seems like we both going kind of down, and the doctors cannot do anything more for her. I ask for prayers. I ask for prayers, and I ask you personally, Drew, is there any way that I can communicate with you? It will be important to tell you what is going on, and if you could help us.
Sure, Maria. I mean, why don't you email me at drew@relevantradio.com, or I'll put you back on hold here, and you can talk to Maggie, my producer, as well. But let's pray right now for you, Maria. We'll pray for your daughter, of course. We'll pray for that healing. But I mean, I know this is a heavy cross for you to bear as a mother and to be the primary caregiver. And Lord, I pray for all primary caregivers. I pray for those who are dependent on them as well. I know so often they feel like burdens, but I just pray that they can know that they're conduits for your mercy. And the Lord said that he desires to grant unimaginable graces to souls who trust in his mercy. And today, Lord, that's what we're going to do. I know you said through the chaplet we'll obtain everything if what we ask for is compatible with your will. So I pray for her daughter's health. I pray for this mother. I pray for all those now united with me in prayer, wherever they are, those who've written to me, those who've sent their intentions on Twitter, those on hold. And I just ask on this very special grace-filled day that you allow many answered prayers, many, many healings, many miracles as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopotchko,
pray for us.
Father Seraphim Mikalenko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, thank you for praying with me. I'm going to take a short pause, but when I come back, I'd love to hear from you. I open the phones. Today, in a day in which I have just such great love for St. Faustina, the day that God called her to eternal life, into paradise, a day in which the Church remembers her feast, I know she's interceding in a powerful way. I'd love to hear your stories. I'd like to open the phones. Have you had Divine Mercy miracles? You know, how did you come to know of Divine Mercy, and how did it change your life? Were you able to pray it at the bedside of somebody who was sick or dying? How has it helped you overcome fear and anxiety? Let's talk Divine Mercy. Let's talk the powerful intercession of St. Faustina. And I'd love to hear from you. The number here, if you want to get in, is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. I'll tell you two great miracles that led to the beatification and the canonization of this great saint. And also give you a little background to St. Faustina. You may know the image and the chaplet and some of these things, but you may not know who St. Faustina actually was. I'll share some of her story as well. But give me a ring. We'll talk right after this.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. Connect with Drew on the Relevant Radio app.
The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about employment opportunities and their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
And the scripture said that fretting is a sin. Because it's worry. A lack of trust.
Lack of trust.
And then God cannot work.
Okay, so here we have the fundamental issue that what's the matter with the world and man in it is a lack of trust in God. Mercy is what we need. Trust in God's mercy. Do not fear. Fear is useless. What is needed is trust.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Those are two great men who are probably celebrating with St. Faustina today on the great feast of St. Faustina. Day that, of course, we remember her passing into eternal life. She died on this day in 1938. That was Father Seraphim Mikalenko, who was the vice postulator for her cause. He's the man who was my mentor, who introduced me to Divine Mercy and taught me everything that I know. And, of course, Father George Kosicki, who also passed away. Both great men who, in the early 90s, were promoting Divine Mercy before St. Faustina was ever even beatified. Her cause was underway. Of course, I owe them both a great debt of gratitude. I've fallen in love with this devotion, as you know, right? Why? Because I've seen the fruit of it. Divine Mercy has freed me from any sort of fear or anxiety or uncertainty I might have about anything. It's liberating. It also is such a simple formula, isn't it? To just seeing wonderful things happen. I was sharing with you the power of trust that Father Kosicki talked about, how St. Therese, the little flower, applied, you know, what, Archimedes said about a fulcrum to the spiritual. She says the fulcrum to move the heart of God is trust. St. Faustina would say the same thing. All the saints understood this. And St. Faustina today, we remember in a special way. I'm going to go to the phones, take some calls. If I have time, I'll share some of her backstory with you. And maybe we could talk about some of the great miracles that took place in her life. I'd love to know how Divine Mercy has impacted your life, how you discovered it. You know, I'd love to hear the miracles that have taken place as a result of it as well. This is the fastest grassroots devotion in the history of the Catholic Church. It really is. This devotion at one point in time was actually banned. Let me go to the phones. 888-914-9149 if you want to get in. Sandy is listening in Alexandria, Minnesota. Hi, Sandy. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Drew. I was very reluctant to get your book because I'm dyslexic and I'm not a very fast reader. Right. But I went ahead and got it because I learned about Relevant Radio, 10 years ago. And then I started listening at the 3 o'clock hour and just have fallen in love with the whole idea of St. Faustina. But once I read your book, it just opened it up so much more in such a beautiful way. And my husband loves to drive his motorcycles, and I'm always very excited for him because he loves it so much, but I'm left feeling very anxious and nervous. And if he comes home too late, or I'm just like, oh no, what happened? And so I got a copy of the Divine Mercy image, and I asked him if he would put it in his motorcycle. And so we put it in a waterproof bag and we with a clear front, and he has it tucked in the inside of his windshield so he can always see it. And I never prayed about anything for myself. It was always for the safety of my husband. But now I have no anxiety when he gets on his motorcycle. All of that just left me. And I can't tell you what a relief it is to just fully believe and trust and just allowing it to happen. And I just thank you for being that Holy Spirit to all of us and letting it flow through you. God bless you, Drew.
Yeah, God bless you. You know what? I've got two kids that like to drive motorcycles. And like you, I'll tell you what, I don't like the idea of it at all. And I wish your husband wasn't driving the motorcycle. And I wish my kids weren't either, because I had an uncle that lost his life on a motorcycle. And, you know, I have a couple of friends who are physicians. And one of the physicians who's an ER doc says that he calls them donor cycles. But, you know, I love the fact that you have been liberated from fear and concern, because, you know, you got to put your trust in God. I write in the book, as you know, and I tried to write the book very conversationally. I tried to you know, write it just like I talked to you. I shared a story about a man who I was going to give a talk one day. And as I pulled up, he came up to me and told me a horrible story, a story about his son who was in a horrible car accident. They don't know what happened. He gets a call in the middle of the night, the phone rings, and next thing you know, it's the state police, and they say, hey, look, we need you to come down to the scene here. Your son's been in a horrible accident. And the father pulls up. I'm going to give you the abbreviated version of this. Pulls up to this truck, and he sees his son's car pinned underneath the bottom of this tractor trailer. The whole top of the car sheared, right? And the first thought of this man is like, oh, my gosh, my son is dead. What am I going to do? And it turns out that his son was not killed in this car accident. Somehow he crashes into the back of this vehicle, but was divinely protected. The father went up to go get the registration, the license, and the rest of the stuff that he needed out of the car. They're about to tow this thing away. And there he sees something that he'd given to his son, something he insisted that he put in the car. And that was the image of divine mercy. The very image that you just heard our last caller talk about, that she gave to her husband to keep in his car. I spoke to a man named Ugo Festo who had suffered from MS and muscular dystrophy and a whole litany of problems, and met John Paul, and he was crippled in pain and he could barely move and he just wanted to die. And he was holding an image of divine mercy, and John Paul says to him, what are you worried about? You've got the divine mercy. Turn to the divine mercy. You know, ask our Lord to heal you. And he did. He spent, he was at a retreat for divine mercy, and he was praying and praying and praying. Spent a couple days in front of the image, and Jesus himself came to life. He came out of the image and healed this man. And the Lord gave great promises to those who would venerate this image. You know, we know that. I've shared with you many times about the power, the beauty of this image, how St. Faustina was given this particular vision. The Lord says it's not in the beauty of the paint or the brush that lies the power of this image, but in my grace. And he says, by means of this image, I will grant many graces to souls. I'm offering a vessel which you're to come for graces. And that's the fountain of this image, or the fountain of mercy, which is this image. And he signed it with those words, Jesus, I trust in you. And I could talk probably an hour on the image. I don't want to spend too much time because I want to take a few more of your calls. But, you know, I have this image in my car. I have this image in my studio here and in my home. I actually have it on the back of my phone. I really believe in the Lord's promises, and I've been personally divinely protected, and I believe in large part it was due to divine mercy. Terry's praying, or not praying, but listening to us, wants to join us from Palm Springs, California. Terry, good afternoon.
Thank you so much. I went to the doctor, and this was in June, and I had taken your book to reread. I had read it once. But when the assistant came in, we were making small talk, and she was telling me she was very concerned about a court case that she had coming up. And I said to her, do you pray? She said, yes. And I looked, and I said, you have to read this book. And I gave her a little card with a Divine Mercy chaplet. Awesome. And I always wondered, because I had to drive to L.A. to the doctors, I always wondered how it came out. So just yesterday, I phoned the doctor for something, And she answered, she's not the receptionist. And I said, Mariah, do you remember me? I gave you the Divine Mercy book. She goes, oh, yes, I pray it all the time. And my court case came out perfectly.
I love it.
I was just so thrilled. And Drew, listen,
that's
it
great.
Was really, when I went to give her your book, I was like, oh, no, because I wanted to read it again. And I thought, no, someone needs this book more than I do. So I wanted to share that.
First of all, I love that story. It's so great because sometimes these legal challenges seem impossible, implacable. You know, and there was a man who did the same thing. He prayed the chapel. His daughter was arrested on a heroin charge of some sort, and she was about to be sentenced to go to jail. And he turned to the Divine Mercy, really prayed for a miracle, for a second chance for his daughter. On a technicality, the case got thrown out. She ended up getting the therapy and help she needed. And he testified to it as well. Terry, thank you for your generosity in giving that book to somebody else. I say a prayer, and I'll ask everybody to say the same prayer, that one day this book can be reprinted. Right now, it's kind of in a holding pattern. I would love to get it out. We've given 100,000 copies of the book away, and I know it's touching lives. And I said to my wife, actually today on the Feast of St. Faustina, we were having a cup of coffee this morning, and I said, you know, I just rearticulate, you know, what I've learned. That's all. I'm just passing along. It's nothing other than personal experiences the Lord allowed me to encounter and this great mystery. But I hope everybody comes to know the beauty of Divine Mercy, because it'll change your life. Terry, thank you for calling. I'm glad you shared that. Great to have you here. Let me go to Charlie, listening in Dubuque, Iowa. Charlie, good afternoon. Hey, Charlie, are you with me? Charlie, I'm going to put you in hold because we sound like we got a little bit of a strange connection. Kathy in Savage, Minnesota. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. I just want to share a very personal story. My cousin was dying of a brain tumor, and she hadn't spoken a lucid word for over a month. And on a Tuesday morning, the Holy Spirit said, go see her. And it's a two-hour drive. And so I did. And her sister was there, and her and I were just sitting here watching her in a coma. And all of a sudden, she turned to the right, and in great fear, she said, oh, she's so ugly. I don't like her. Oh, I'm so scared of her. She's so ugly, ugly. And so I said to Barb, I said, grab her rosary. We need to say the chaplet right now. And so I said the chaplet, and we said the St. Michael's prayer. And suddenly she said, oh, she's so beautiful. I love her. And she died the next day.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yep.
Kathy,
and I was with my dad when he died.
Wow.
And I did the same thing with him.
Well, I know you, Kathy. I know we've traveled together in the past. And I know you're a prayer warrior. I know how much you love Divine Mercy. And thank you for calling and sharing that. Say a prayer for me, Kathy, okay?
I hope
our paths cross again.
Yes, well, I'm going for Chris's funeral tomorrow, so we'll be saying the chaplet for her.
Did she pass away? I didn't know that.
Yes, last Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Chris Dunbar passed away. Yes. Chris Dunbar, for those who don't know, say a prayer for this guy. Matt Dunbar is a pilot, and he's been on the program as a guest many times, and he's reached out to us to pray for his wife, who was dying. And my heart goes out. Please express my deepest condolences to him and have him be assured of my prayers. I'll offer them up for him, especially today and for his family. It's so difficult. Let me take a short pause here. When we come back, I'll take a few more of your calls. Love to talk with you. Thank you for your patience. If you're in hold, I'll do my best to get you on. It's so great talking Divine Mercy, isn't it? God is so good. He loves you. He loves me so much. And this is a great gift for our time, Divine Mercy. We'll talk more right after this.
The Relevant Radio Studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about employment opportunities and their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
Hey, happy feast day. It is the great feast of St. Faustina, and I have the great privilege of having right next to my microphone here a first-class relic of this powerhouse saint. Hey, Maggie, can you do me a favor? Your talkback is on in my ear. Let me go to the phones. We'll grab a few more calls. Let me go to Scarlett listening in Madison, Wisconsin. Scarlett, good afternoon. Hi, Scarlett, are you with me?
Hello.
Hi, Scarlett. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon. I was calling because I have quite a few things that have happened because of devotion to the Divine Mercy and the intercession of Saint Faustina. I'm a convert, so I learned about Divine Mercy through your show, actually, over 8 years ago. And one of the things that we were struggling with at the time, my husband and I, was our finances. And I had been praying the Divine Mercy and whatnot, and we ended up having a great opportunity, and we were able to open up a business. At the time, now we were able to grow our business, and our business is called, we named it Mercy Dental after after the Divine Mercy. But not only that, we were able, because of this business, we've been able to do so much work and whatnot. And just this September, we opened a school called Divine Mercy Academy here in Madison, Wisconsin. And it's a Montessori school, and with great Catholic education, just classical education and Montessori. And aside from that, helping kids that have special needs to be part also of our school.
Wow, that's wonderful. What a great story. Thank you for what you're doing, too. You know, thank you for showing mercy to other people as well. And I'm so glad you found Divine Mercy. It doesn't take much to get hooked, does it? Once you discover the promises and the beauty of this devotion, I think it really speeds you into a much richer and deeper relationship with God. It's a devotion that literally frees you from anxiety and fear and really empowers, amplifies the power of your own prayer. Scrub, thank you. Keep spreading the message of Divine Mercy too, okay? I just love that. If you're just tuning in or if you're listening, we're talking a little bit about Divine Mercy, how it has impacted your life, how you discovered it, you know, whether you prayed at the bedside of somebody or you were seeking a miracle. If you do want to grow in holiness, I just want to speak to this just for a quick second. You know, the Lord said in, I think it's Diary Entry 1578, he said to St. Faustina, he said, you know, let souls who are striving for perfection particularly adore my mercy, because the abundance of grace which I shall grant flows from my mercy. So if you want to grow in sanctity, you want to grow in holiness, you know, we're called to grow in holiness, we're called to be saints, you want to grow closer to the Lord, you want to reach a new level of spirituality, a new level of power in your prayer, then strive for that protection, perfection by adoring the Lord's mercy. He says, I desire that souls distinguish themselves by boundless trust in my mercy, for I myself will attend to their sanctification. I will provide for them everything they will need to attain that sanctity. This is the secret to holiness. I really do. This is a shortcut. This is a way that will speed you down that path to holiness. And if you're new to Divine Mercy, join me every afternoon at this hour. We pray it. You can learn much more about it. There's some tremendous resources out there. I wrote a book about it. Let me go back to the phones. We'll take a few more calls. Charlie in Dubuque, Iowa. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. How you doing?
Hey, Charlie. Good to talk with you. I'm well.
Hey, I just want to, first of all, thank you and the Holy Spirit and Divine Mercy. I heard your show about 8 years ago, and you kept encouraging people to read the diary, and I've never really read a book in my entire life, and I read that, and I was just, it took me a long time, but I was just in awe. And I thank God for that. I have a handful of miracles that have happened. Wow. One time, the most important one, I called into your show about 2 years ago begging God for mercy for my mom and dad. My dad was an alcoholic, and my mom and dad were on the verge of divorce after about 30 plus years of marriage. And thanks be to God, my dad is off all alcohol and went to AA.
Wow.
And just, I mean, just thriving.
Praise God.
And his personality has turned around 100%, goes to daily mass. I mean, he's the grandfather and the father that I've always dreamed of. My fourth son that we just had 3 months ago was battling RSV. It's just terribly. And we had to go to the Iowa City Children's Hospital, and he was in critical condition. It was a very scary situation when he was only 2 months old. And thanks be to God and Divine Mercy that all of a sudden he just snapped right out of it, and The doctors couldn't believe how fast his recovery was, and it was a true miracle.
Wow.
Awesome stuff. I just want to thank God for my marriage and my job, just anxiety and troubles and difficulties. I mean, I could go on, but yeah, thank you and thank God and divine mercy.
Amen. Well, Charlie, I'm impressed by the fact that the first book you read is The Diary, because that's a hard book to read. I mean, even the way it's written, it's not necessarily in the order that Faustina initially received it, because she burned the first version of the diary because of a deceptive angel. But I love it, and I love your witness to mercy. God's working powerfully in your life, and I'm so grateful you called. Thank you. Thanks so much for doing that. If you want to join us, it's 888-914-9149. I think there's just one line open, and I'll try to get as many people on as I can. Dan in Belgrade, Montana. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew, and God bless you.
Thank you.
My story is I do have a devotion from the Divine Mercy. It was your 10th anniversary of either having the Divine Mercy, you know, saying the Divine Mercy. And this was maybe 5-6 years ago.
Wow.
And 3 months prior to that, I was working and I kept hearing the rote part of the Divine Mercy. And I called you right around your, again, the 10th anniversary of whatever. And you were talking about Divine Mercy. And I was privileged for you to send me a diary
of
St. Faustina. And I hope someday, now, but COVID kicked us.
Yeah.
But I truly hope that I can get out to Chicago and have you autograph it for me.
I'd love to meet you, Dan.
So,
grateful.
I had the miracle that I had was male purity, and I lacked that.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Divine Mercy, asking for God's mercy,
I'll give it to you.
I'm done with that.
I'm so proud of you. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I like I say, it's all a hand of God.
Amen.
But yeah.
Well, you know, I think there's three things that really speed us on that path of holiness. Things that are really pleasing to God. Faustina writes about these things: humility and purity, Dan, especially, and this desire for love of God. If we pray for those three things, God will certainly give them to us. And I would love to see you. I'd love to sit down with you and have a chance to even pray the chaplet with you if you're ever in the studio with us. It'd be a delight to do that. I want to thank the person. Years ago, when we were giving away this diary, somebody sent me a couple cases of diaries, and I thought, let me give them out to those who call in. And Dan was one of those people, and we'd send them out to people, and you could see the fruit of that beautiful gift. The Diary of St. Faustina, the Lord asked her to be the secretary of his mercy and to record everything that he said. And in this, there's over 1,800 different teachings and revelations, and she chronicled everything that Jesus had said to her over the span of time during these particular apparitions. And it's all kept in this beautiful gift known as the Diary of St. Faustina. I've got to take a quick break here. Thank you for calling. Thanks for sharing with me. You move my soul. You stir my heart. You fill me with joy when I hear how His mercy is changing lives. I can't tell you. It almost brings tears to my eyes. I'm so grateful to play a small role in spreading this most important message, especially with praying with you every day. I've got to take a short break. I'll be back with more right after this. Stay with me.